This brings Senate Agriculture, Livestock, and Irrigation to order for executive action. We're in executive action. We'll do due diligence, what do we need to talk about the bills, but most of this crew has to be at another meeting in about 14 minutes, so. Roll call, please.
Senator Weber.
Here.
Senator Gillespie.
Here.
Senator Bartel.
Here.
Senator Boldman.
Excuse.
Senator Lentz.
Excused.
Senator Moreau.
Here.
Senator McCamey.
Excused.
Senator O'Brien.
Here.
Senator Salomon.
Here.
Senator Wellborn.
Here.
Senator Lang.
Here. House Bill 51, you want to move that? Yep. Let it be known that Senator Lentz is here.
Mr. Chair. Yeah, Mr. Chair. I move a due pass on HB 51. Or due concur, sorry.
Been moved at HB 51. Discussion, please. Question's been called. We'll do a voice vote. House Bill 51 to concur. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. House Bill 51 has been concurred in.
Senator Baldwin votes aye by proxy.
Got McCamey and.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Senator McCamey is aye.
Anybody wish to carry that bill? All right, Jeff has it. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Senator. Thank you very much, Senator, for doing that. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I move to concur on HB 66.
HB 66 has been moved to concur. All those discussion? Question has been called for. We'll do a voice vote. All those in favor of House Bill 66 concurring, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Proxies, please.
Senator Baldwin votes aye by proxy.
Senator McCamey, aye, by proxy.
House Bill 66 has been concurred by the Senate Agriculture unanimously. Carrier, Senator Bartel, you okay? Okay. Lentz? Dennis Lentz.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move a do concur on HB 84.
House Bill 104 has been 84. Excuse me, I'm out of sequence. Okay. House Bill 84 has been moved to concur. Discussion?
Question.
Question been called by Senator Majot. Also, all those in favor of House Bill 84 but concurring in, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Proxies.
Senator McCamey, aye by proxy.
Senator Baldwin, aye by proxy.
House Bill 84 passes Senate Ag unanimously.
Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to carry this garbage swine bill.
Dress it up with some huckleberries, will you?
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move a do concur on HB 104.
HB 104, House Bill has been moved to concur. In discussion, we have some explanation by Mr. Graff, please.
Mr. Chair, committee members, the chairman asked for a brief discussion on some of the confusion we had over wildlife regulations and the authority of this program. For the sake of time, I do have copies of 81.7.102 if you want to look at it closer, but sub 4 in that section of the predatory animal control language does say that this statute and program does not interfere or impair the powers and duties of the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks in the control of predatory animals by the department as authorized by law or obligation of the Department of FWP. Essentially what that means is for those predatory animals that FWP has a hunting season for, this program has to obey those regulations. So in the case of gray wolves, that's a quota. In the case of mountain lions, that's a season with a quota. And in the case of bears, those are federal obligations at the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. So the change would not interfere or impair with the powers at the FWP in its current language, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Graff. Any more discussion?
So, Mr. Chair, just a clarification. So this just kind of repeals language and statute that technically conflicts with their rulemaking processes that they already have in place, essentially. Is that?
It expands the, we have a rule that says the board, like around this computer, border counties can have aerial in there. This lets them fly somewhere else in the state and do hunting of foxes and coyotes. Correct, Mr. Graff?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, well, essentially, yes. The other part of this is some residency requirements for pilots involved in aerial hunting. Previously, out-of-state aerial hunters were restricted to those border counties as well. This takes care of both of those things.
Thanks for the clarification.
Any other discussion? We'll have a voice vote. All those in favor of House Bill 104 being concurred in, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Proxies, please.
Mr. Chair, Senator McCamey, aye by proxy.
Senator Baldwin, aye by proxy.
Okay, House Bill 104 passes Senate Ag unanimously, and Lang will carry that one.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move a due pass on Senate Bill 217.
It's been a motion to have a due pass on 217. I don't know if we want to pass this bill, do we? Okay, discussion. Any discussion?
It's due concur.
Butch is not laughing.
Yeah.
Question's been called for. Well, voice vote. All those in favor of Senate Bill 217, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Proxies, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Senator McCamey, aye by proxy.
Senator Baldwin votes aye by proxy.
Senate Bill 17 has passed Senate Agriculture unanimously, and Senator Gillespie will carry that.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Chair, I move a due pass on SJ-9.
It's been moved and passed for vote. SJ-9, any discussion? Question has been called. All those in favor by a voice vote, SJ-9 approval, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Proxies, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Senator McCabe, aye by proxy.
Senator Bolden, aye by proxy.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 9 has passed unanimously in Senate Agriculture. Senator Gillespie will carry that also. Anything else before the committee? Thank you all.
Good.
We'll stand adjourned.